shopping, let me see you go, Brenda. Got a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Jams. So oftentimes when we're out in the city, you can't ignore it. You see our unhoused community oftentimes trying to, you know, trying to find a better way for themselves by, you know, asking for money or whatever. You see this. We see the tents and we see the unhoused camps. Well, a group of homeless advocates is working to create Eden Village in KCK to provide permanent housing for the unhoused. Eden Village KCK staff officially broke ground yesterday, surrounded by dozens of community members who got to check out the first house. The group's goal is to raise money for 23 tiny homes with fencing in secured areas where residents will pay $365 a month in rent. I like that. The residents also would have help and access to services to help them escape a life that doesn't include a stable place to live. This is some great work. Thank you to my folks that's putting work in this. And I definitely got to have you on the show so we can provide more resources to our community. Salute.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Make a beautiful day by deciding it will be. Make a beautiful day by embracing what is and giving your best to it. A beautiful day does not require any particular circumstances. Each day is what you make of it, and you can make a beautiful day out of any day you choose. A beautiful day depends on you, not on what is provided to you. Today has plenty of potential for beauty, even though it is not perfect. A beautiful day is more than you can imagine beforehand that it will be. A beautiful day largely comes from all you allow and enable it to be as it unfolds. You don't have to try so hard to live a beautiful day. You don't have to be shackled by the fear of what might or might not happen. Just be beautiful in your very own way and live yourself a beautiful day. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving back to our children is one of the highest priorities on this show, and it's no different this morning, as the Urban Student Journalism Academy has something great for our students. Coming up June 19th through the 23rd, a free one-week training opportunity for high school and college students. If you're interested in pursuing a career in print, broadcast, and radio journalism, and here to break it down for me, Mr. Glenn E. Rice from the Kansas City Star. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Always a great day when we trying to help our students out, give scholarships and all that to the young folks. Describe what you got going on at the Urban Student Journalism Academy.
Every year, the Kansas City Association of Black Journalists sponsors a one-week, rather intense journalism academy for high school and college students in the urban core. Students learn hands-on aspects of what it means to be a print or a broadcast or radio journalist. They learn how to interview, learn how to write. They learn about current events. They learn about history, the history of the black press, as well as the history of our community. So it's very important that students take advantage of this opportunity to network with journalism professionals in the Kansas City area, an opportunity to win scholarships and to grow and expand their careers if they consider a career in this particular field.
What are some of the prerequisites that some students need to qualify?
Well, one thing, you have to be either going to high school. It means that you come from the eighth grade into the ninth grade, or you're still in college. What they have to do is complete an application, just submit that, and you will hear back from us if they have been accepted. So we're only taking a handful of students because we want to give them really hands-on, one-on-one attention. They can call me directly at 816-234-4341, or they can just email us at kcabj1981@gmail.com.
this is a big opportunity. You get to work with professionals actually out here on the grind and getting it every day. That's in print, media. I wish y'all had this when I was a little high schooler or in college. I definitely would have took advantage. Yeah, right.
And one thing interesting too, even kids, even students who are in college, they'll come back and participate in the workshop, and they'll learn some things that maybe they didn't learn even in their classes. Right. when they are off in college. So
I know that deadline is approaching soon for applicants.
Yes, it is Friday, but give me a call. We can kind of fudge that a little bit, but the application deadline is June 9th. And the workshop runs from the 19th through the 23rd. And they're going to be held at the Urban League offices at 17th and the Paseo. So, and also an opportunity that one thing we'll do is we'll take a walking tour of the 18th and Vine district so students can learn about their history.
Where do they send their applications to?
Grice, G-R-I-C-E, at kcstar.com. They can give me a call again at 816-234-4341. And so a lot of things we teach them about how to conduct interviews. We teach them proper etiquette, how to shake hands with people when they meet people, how to make eye contact, those things. We try to reinforce a lot of things that their parents are teaching them at home and say that, yeah, those lessons, that those things your parents are telling you translate into real world applications. So we're looking forward to another year of this Journalism Academy. So,
Glenn E. Rice from the Kansas City Star and the Kansas City Association of Black Journalists. Not to get him confused with Los Angeles Lakers and Charlotte Hornets great Glenn Rice, who used to shoot three-pointers all the time. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Hey, sir. Thank you. Really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to help spread the word. And thank you for all that you do in keeping our community informed. And just really just keep doing what you're doing, brother. We really appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is a great day to be in Kansas City, and so great that Mr. Bob Kendrick yesterday held a press conference for the Heart of America Hot Dog Fest that is coming up this summer. And I was lucky enough to be in the building for the press conference. And I got a chance to catch up with Mr. Kendrick and for him to announce to you who's coming to Kansas City August 5th and the announcement of the brand new hot dog that will premiere. Shouts to Javi. Mr. Bob Kendrick, they just got you a nice check, dog.
Man, you know I always get excited about a check, Brian. Anytime there's a check in the picture, I am always smiling. And today, Javi donated the proceeds from the sale of the Buck O'Neill Hall of Fame bobbleheads that we partnered on last year, and folks were very generous to go buy them.
Oh, look, you got Drew Hill at the Hot Dog Fest this year, Mr. Kendrick. Not only that, you got SOS, man. Are you serious?
You know, and I say this every year, Brian, how can we top what we've done the previous year? And last year's festival, when we brought it back, was amazing. This one will be pretty stellar as well with Drew Hill. And as you know, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, and most of the original guys are back in the group. Confunction, SOS, and the Queens of Soul Jazz. It's going to be a very special lineup.
I love Confunction. Look, man, Drew Hill's in my top three of bands all time. Also, we're premiering a new hot dog this year at the Hot Dog Fest.
We just announced the introduction of the new Memphis Red Sox. And Buck O'Neill's career began in 1937 with the Memphis Red Sox, which a lot of people did not know because we always associate him having spent his career with the Kansas City Monarchs. So the new Memphis Red Sox hot dog, inspired by Buck O'Neill, a jumbo all-beef hot dog topped with bacon, Vermont cheddar, scallions, and barbecue sauce.
Yes,
it is going to be delish.
Kansas City, if you want to try it, come on out to the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival, August 5th, Drew Hill, SOS Band, Confunction. It is going down right here in the beautiful 18th and Vine. In the back part of it, man, look, ain't no better view in Kansas City, Mr. Kendrick. Thank you for your time.
Oh, Brian, it's great to see you, man. Thanks so much for being here.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We got one of KCK's finest in the building. My dog, I'm going to call him R&B Superstar. Lavelle, he's in the building.
Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing out there?
Good morning, my brothers. It's been a minute since I seen you. It's been like probably a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. You're looking good, man.
Man, thank you so much, brother. You as well, man.
Trying to get like you, man. You sounding good. Of course, you got the album Promise to Love out, and the joint with Anthony Hamilton just took over everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing, man. I'm honored just to be in the presence of greatness, man. God is good.
What was that process like working with him? Did he force you to eat grits and drink a shot of him? Because you know that's how he get his voice straight, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a good process, man. It was a good feeling, man. And just to be in an era of people believing in what I believe in, and that's love, and getting back to respecting and loving ourselves, number one, and then, you know, getting back to treating our ladies and, you know, just getting back to, you know, letting everybody know it's okay to love again.
Since your career is expanding, is growing, and we are so proud of you here in the town, what are some things that you are learning about yourself on your height to superstardom?
Man, I would definitely say, man, my passion, my passion for this, the love for it, and just people in general. You know, sometimes we get caught up in things that's not irrelevant, man. You know, but it's the fad. It's the thing that everybody's doing. So, man, I'm learning that I really have a passion for seeing other people happy, seeing people smile and love and laugh again, man. I'm moved on that type of thing.
It's fulfilling.
Yeah,
it really is. Like,
it is.
People, you know, of course, receiving is good, but
yeah,
you know, as I get older, you know, it's the giving that really touches me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's everything to me right now.
Yeah. This morning, my dog Lavelle is in the building, and we talking about. And Myron D, he's in the building too. Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
What's up, dog?
Hey, glad to have y'all fellas here. We talking about Promise to Love.
Yes,
the,
sir.
The project out by Lavelle. You've heard the single with Anthony Hamilton, right? Fell in Love Again. You done two-step to it over there in Virtue on 18th and Vine and all that.
You said the Birch Tree Lounge.
Yeah, all of that. So, Lavelle, you know, I think that music... Like, if you ask people their individual music taste, it'll be different with everybody. It's like the DNA. Everybody's DNA is different. So this morning, Mr. Bob Kendrick, he just said that Drew Hill will be at the Heart of America Hot Dog Fest going down August 5th. And Drew Hill's definitely in my top something of we're gonna do boy bands right now. These are not bands, but boy bands, the ones we just sang. I want you to give me a top three. I'm gonna give you a hit. I'm gonna go first. My top three: Jodeci, New Edition, Drew Hill. That's my top three. I left out Silk. I left out the Jackson 5, God of Whispers, Tony Thom. I left out all of them. Who's your top three?
Man, I'm gonna have to go with Charlie Wilson, Tank.
Oh, these are individual singers. Okay.
Oh, so you want bands?
Bands first. Let's do boy bands first. So the one like let's see, like spread my wings. Like that. They would, Troop would be in there. Yeah, yeah, the ones who dance or sing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Silk, and then I would go with, believe it or not, man, I still love H-Town.
Got to.
And
you gonna redo Part-Time Loving?
I think I go with Mint Condition.
That's a band. I'm gonna ask you band next, cause they got instruments. You got, let's say you got 112, you got Boyz II Men, you got Blackstreet, you got Shy.
I'm gonna say 112.
Okay, bet. So you said 112, Silk, and who else? What was your other one?
Who else did I say? So many people,
cool,
man.
We'll move on. All right, so your favorite female groups. We're gonna do groups, female groups. Mine, I'm gonna give you mine so I can give you, you know, get your wheels going. SWV, Total Escape.
You just said mine.
Okay. We in agreement with that. All right, now let's do bands. I give you mine. SOS Band, they're going to be at the Hot Dog Fest. That's my number one. Confunction, they're going to be at the Hot Dog Fest. That's my number two.
Down that
there you number. Go. There you go. You know what I'm talking about, mine. That's right. Love Train. And the Gap Band.
Well, that's a two-step classic, bro.
Yes, sir.
You dancing to Bruno Mars or you dancing to
Confunction? Oh, man,
to
I
Confunction?
Got to go Confunction, man. But Bruno Nell came with it, bro.
Yeah. I would agree with you on that, Brian.
That's your favorite bands too?
Yeah,
SOS,
yeah.
Confunction, Gap Band?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that.
No Loose Ends in there? No Frankie Beverly? No Daz Band? No, well, Lakeside?
Some Earth, Wind & Fire?
I'll go with Earth, Wind & Fire. And I will go with Frankie.
Okay.
I will go with Frankie as well.
All right. We're going to move on. All right, your top three. Let's do individual R&B singers.
Man, I got four.
Give me four.
I got Charlie Wilson. I got Dave Hollister. I got Anthony Hamilton.
Dave Hollister, yes, yeah, sir.
And then I got Tank.
Man, I got to throw some Luther in there. Come on, come on, I got to put some Luther in there.
Well,
man.
And then my all-time favorite is Gerald LaVert.
Oh, yeah. Got to.
Gerald was a pimp.
See, we know what you was on, LaVell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what you was on, dog.
Yeah, man.
God bless his soul.
Yes, sir.
I'm going Mike Usher in the Weeknd. Sorry, don't shoot me, y'all.
You said Mike Tyson.
Mike Usher in the Weeknd. Bobby Brown, a close fourth. And all right, so final one before we go to break. Favorite top three female R&B singers?
Fantasia, Lizzo.
Lizzo?
And, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with her, man.
You like them thick girls, man.
Lizzo.
I'm going to have to go with her, man. And then I think I'm going to have to go with, I know some people may say wild, but I enjoy Kiki Wyatt.
No, that ain't wild, but Lizzo is wild, though. That's the wild one.
Hey.
Lizzo.
But I love what she brings to the table, man.
All right.
You like them lingerie.
Janet, Mary J. Blige, Toni Braxton. They're my three. I'm sorry. All right. I got KCK's own LaVell here with me.
Yes, sir. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Man, we talking about your latest project, Promise to Love.
Woo!
The Fell in Love Again with Anthony Hamilton went crazy. I see you got hooked with Raheem Devine. And this one is called Always, featuring After 7. You got some big dogs on this project. How was you able to make that connection?
Man, just, you know, Brian, being honest with you, man, just grace, God, and just grinding, man, and relationships.
Man, you know, your network is a part of your net worth.
Yes, hey, say that again.
Your network is a part of your net worth.
Come on now.
Net worth with an F, by the way.
Come on now.
But because, like, your circle is only as big as, you know, you're going to go in life sometimes. So that's why, you know, you kind of got to venture out and meet people or whatever. And you've been working hard with that probably the better part of the last decade now.
Yes, sir.
When you hear your songs and people be two-stepping away in the club in KC, how does that make you feel?
Man, it honestly, man, one night it brought me to tears because somebody had tagged me in a video. And some guys was in the club performing Go to Bed Mad. Mm-hmm. And that just took me
performing
somewhere.
Performing your
man.
Song.
Performing my song, man. Yeah. And the guy was going in. So it took me to another place, man. I just was like, man, I'm grateful just to be in that air right now.
Between you and Janelle Monae, I don't know what. KCK ain't big enough for YouTube, man. But I want you to take a second to talk about your support system and your fans in Kansas City and how they've been supporting you. Because there's a misconception in this city that I'm trying to get rid of. Uh-oh, they got a phone.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good, you good. Somebody trying to hit that hotline.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but, you know, there's this dirty film over Kansas City. I want to say in my own words that Kansas City don't support, Kansas City full of haters, blah, 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 blah. Please dispel that.
Well, I would say this, man. At first, I felt that way just a little bit. But then, you know, it wasn't a thing of hate, man. It's just when you putting in a lot of work, man, Kansas City do show up.
Yep.
And they showing out, man. Yep. And the love that my hometown is showing me, man, it took me to another place. And at first, you know, I was kind of not really trying to push the thing of, you know, I made it to the icon, the best male vocalist. And, you know, I was like, man, you know what? You've been working hard and your city is pushing for you like crazy, man. Mm-hmm. So Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, man, I love y'all, man. Thank yes. y'all so much. Really, what you guys done is gave me insurance. You guys have pushed me to another level to make you guys happy and proud.
Yes, yes.
That I can say I'm from Kansas City. You yes. know what I'm saying? So you know, I would say, man, get away from the negativity, the haters, and continue to push whatever you're doing. And you know, I have to say, coming from the bottom to where I'm at now, that I still consider it the bottom, man, because I'm humble mm-hmm. in what we do. My hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, you guys have showed up and showed out for me. And you guys have made numbers that, you know, you guys helped push me to a whole nother level. So thank you guys so much.
That's what it's all about, man. I love it. Lavelle, man, thank you for coming on the show this morning. I can't wait to hear what you got next. And I got some beats for you, too. You know, I know we talked about that in the past.
Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man.
Hey, man, Kansas City, please keep supporting Lavelle. We're going to take him to the top. And you long as you keep God first, and I know you're going to do that, the sky's the limit for you, dog. Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, man. And y'all go follow me. Everything Lavelle BKC. LEVELLEBKC.
Stream Lavelle Promise to Love on all platforms.
Absolutely.
And of course, you're going to hear it on Hot 103 Jams. Always love Lavelle. Holla at you, dog.
Love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
I got another guest. We've been filled with guests on this Good Friday. I've been blessed today. Chris Calico. He's joining the show on the morning grind. How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm better now. Good to have you on the show. Catch us up, man. What's been going on with you, dog? You been on tour. You and DJ Dupe out there hitting the road.
Yeah, man. We been doing shows, man, and I go out and do a lot of motivational speaking, too, man. I do a thing called speaking concerts. And I also got a secret project that comes out at the end of this month that I'd love to come back and talk to you about, because I actually cannot reveal it yet, but I got a big project with a really big artist. We did a whole EP together. But everything else, the other thing that's going on this weekend is the 23rd annual Juneteenth celebration going on in Liberty, Missouri, man. In Liberty, downtown Liberty Square. And it's a two-day event. One part of it started today. And then tomorrow, I'll be headlining the festival. Tomorrow, I go on at 2 o'clock. There's a parade at 1:30, and then I go on at 2 o'clock. And headlining this festival, man, it's going to be amazing in Liberty, Missouri.
Hey, shouts to Liberty for celebrating Juneteenth one time. Chris, you talked about your motivational speaking. Can you hit on that real quick? What are you talking about? What are you getting at with that?
So it's what I do called a speaking concert, where it's like a hybrid. It's a hybrid between motivational speaking and a concert. And I speak a lot about mental health. I've gone through a lot of mental health challenges over the years. And a lot of times as black men, we don't speak out about this. And so I actually travel around the world. I just signed with an agency in Europe to come over to Europe and speak as well. And I'm not just speaking to black folks. I'm just speaking as a black man. And so I go around the world doing that, man. And a lot of my music spoke about this. I have songs called Anxiety and Bipolar and things that are really popular with the fans. And so they always would tell me I saved their life. And so I started leaning further into that. And so I did a thing called Stop the World last year. We'll be doing another one probably soon. But besides that, man, just doing that and music and doing music for TV, movies, video games. Just I stay on it.
You getting all the bags. That's what that is.
I'm trying to, man, and then moving into a different genre of music actually with this new album that we have. But yeah, that, man, and the Juneteenth celebration keeps you kind of busy.
Man, I love what you're doing with that, turning your music into a purpose. Even though your music is one of your purposes, I believe that, you know, people can have multiple purposes that can all be filtered into one thing. So I love what you're doing, dog. Tomorrow, Liberty, Missouri is going down up north celebrating Juneteenth style with Chris Calico performing live. Are you going to do some of that motivation tomorrow during your performance?
A little bit. This is mostly just for music, you know, and a lot of people don't even know that what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth is, a lot of people didn't know that the slaves didn't know they were free. And Juneteenth is like basically the African-American 4th of July of everybody knowing that the slaves were free. And a lot of them settled right there in Liberty, Missouri. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted to have another Juneteenth celebration. I know there's one downtown as well, but they wanted to have one out there. And they wanted your boy to come and headline. So downtown Liberty Square tomorrow, parade starts at 1:30. It ends at, I will be me, DJ Duke, my man Marcus Yates. Hey. We're going to be Street King. We're going to be killing it tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
That's right. East, 5 East Kansas Street in Liberty, Missouri. Can't wait to see it, man. Chris Calico, thank you for joining me on the Morning Grind. I'll holler at you, dog.
Cali, baby.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies. Currently, you mostly sunny in 68 at the Grandview Triangle. So y'all been checking out what's going on the East Coast, specifically in New York, and that sky is orange?
Girl, what's going on?
Well, it's because of the wildfires that's going down in Canada. We praying for our Canadian brothers and sisters up north. But Jim Jones is trying to figure out what the hell is going on in these streets.
Enough is enough. We really need to know who the really is in charge out here. Like, what is going on? We started with panda weather. We got past that. Then the weather started acting funny. It's June. I still could wear Pele tonight when it get chilly. And now the is yellow outside. And my uptown in the heights might think Jesus is smoking hookah because it's so foggy. What is this, smoke? You're going to tell me that? You're going to tell me the fire in Canada got my smoky out here like this? All right, you know what? Who going to tell me where some at? All that, bro. Somebody got to tell me where some at, because right now, this is not even making sense. We definitely at the end of the Bible. What did God say? Fire and hail and... Boy, I'm going to go back inside. Somebody tell God this ain't the club. Stop smoking hookah up there.
Yo, this is wild, crazy bananas. Reports say that Khalees is dating actor Bill Murray?
What? And you got to be kidding me.
According to TMZ, the two recently started dating and have been hanging out a lot lately in the U.S. and in the U.K. Overseas, collar popping. Bill was recently spotted at a couple of the singer shows in London, and the two posed for photo backstage. The two also seen at the same London hotel.
Oh, brother, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
So the two reportedly bonded over the death of their spouses. Khalees lost her husband, Mike Mora, in March of 2022, and Bill lost his estranged wife in 2021. Khalees is 43, and Bill Murray is 72. I mean, we talking about Bill Murray that was in Ghostbusters, fam. We talking about Bill Murray that was in Groundhog Day. Khalees? What? Love is blind, allegedly, apparently. Damn, she really called out.
Lord have mercy.
I did not know that Khalees was down with the swirl like that. She went from Nas to Bill Murray. What type of switch is that? She ain't got no type.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Drake and Glorilla lead the 2023 BET Awards nominations. Drake is in the lead with 7, while Glorilla got 6. Drake's nominations include Best Male Hip Hop Artist, Best Male R&B Pop Artist, Best Group with 21 Savage, and Album of the Year for Her Loss with 21. Glorilla's nominations include Best Female Hip Hop Artist, Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Video of the Year for Tomorrow 2, and 2 nominations for Best Collaborations for FNF and Tomorrow 2. The BET Awards will air live from Los Angeles a day before my anniversary on June 25th. Halle Bailey reflecting on the first time that she saw The Little Mermaid.
But when I saw it for the first time, I watched it alone. First 20 minutes, I was like jaw dropped and just like tears, like nonstop flowing, because, you know, I consider myself a musician and singer first. I'd never seen myself on this big screen before. It's like all of these things and emotions of, wow, that's me. Like, oh, that's a little cringe that moment there. And then also like, that's really me. I'm proud of myself.
John Amos has denied his daughter's recent claims that he is being exploited and abused. Amos's daughter, Shannon Amos, revealed that she started a GoFundMe for her pop's expenses and that he was hospitalized following an alleged near-death experience.
My dad is in the hospital here in Memphis. He called me and he called for help. And then we had a family member fly down to check on him because I was out of the country. But we've learned that my father has been the victim of elder abuse and financial exploitation. And pretty much everything that was worth anything that was in his home is gone. It's really, really horrible. We're working with the Colorado Bureau of Investigations, the local county sheriff in Colorado where my dad lived. This is devastating.
TMZ reported that they spoke with John Amos and he is denying his daughter's claims. They reported, quote, "We spoke with John Amos, who tells us the details laid out by his daughter Shannon Amos are a lie. No one is abusing him and he hasn't been fighting for his life. He says he's got no idea as to why Shannon may have started the GoFundMe," end quote. Hey, yo, elderly abuse is no joke, is real, and it's one of the most deplorable things that anybody can do. So, man, if you got somebody in a home, please, please frequently check on them and make your presence felt at those facilities. Devon Franklin spoke about his divorce from Megan Good and shared how emotional the process was for him.
Mentally, I'm doing much better, you know, but the process to that, like, I can sit here before all of you and have this interview and be calm and introspective and all that, but that comes from a process, you know? I mean, there are nights, you know, if I'm crying myself to sleep. You know, there are moments when I've been angry, but I've allowed myself to feel whatever I felt in order to heal. Because in my experience, when I'm like not facing what I'm feeling, then I'm trying to find something else to help me get through the pain.
Do you regret writing a book like The Weight? You know, you and Megan wrote a book called The Weight, Powerful Practice of Finding the Love of Your Life and the Life You Love.
Sure.
Do you regret that? Are you going to offer?
No, of course. Why would, refunds? No. What would you
refunds? Charlemagne.
Stupid. Boy. Is it okay?
Hey, boy, he seems to be still dealing with it. And Megan Good is out here having rendezvous with Jonathan Majors.
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
And Tupac Shakur's sister spoke tearfully at his ceremony awarding the late rapper and actor a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Tupac knew deep down that he was always meant for something great. And as his little sister, I had the privilege to watch that greatness unfold. From the first time he stepped foot on the stage of the Apollo Theater at 13 years old, before anyone recognized his name, he knew he had the dream to have a star here on the Walk of Fame. Today, we're not just honoring a star on the ground, but we're honoring the work and the passion that he has put into making his dreams come true. His heavenly star will shine a little brighter today. And once again, he has made us all extremely proud. We love you, Tupac.
What a legend Tupac was. It ain't gonna be nobody like him ever again.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those extremely social, independent, articulate, and youthful Gemini. Happy birthday,
hey,
y'all.
Birthday. Put your hand up.
Actor Johnny Depp celebrating his 60th birthday today. Actress Natalie Portman turns 42. Actor Michael J. Fox turns 62. Still praying for him. Instagram star Zach Bia turns 27. Actress and singer Tamela Mann turns 57 today. And the Reverend Pastor T.D. Jakes.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough.
Celebrating his 66th birthday today. Let's take it to the crinium to wish some of our family in KC some happy birthdays. Charmaine Berry, Melissa Helm, and Iretta Wright Cummins, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Sherry Moore, Maria Isabel, and Eric Butler. Happy birthday, Chandler Davis, Makia Lachey, and Cody Red. Happy birthday, Devin Benson, Christina Smith, and Manuel Mendez. Plus, sending birthday love to Aubrey Elaine, Aquila Sabor, and my dog, Jacob Moore. And a very, very, very special happy birthday to one of my favorite DJs in the city, DJ T. Lachey. Happy birthday to you and all my Gemini born on June 9th. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. I made it. I'm off the speaker. Good morning.
How you doing? What's your name?
Hi, it's Amisha. How are you?
Hey, I'm better now. You on the phone. I'm feeling the energy. I love it. I love it. You feeling good on this Friday?
You give me the energy.
Okay.
I need the energy from you.
All right. And look, it go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? That's how this thing go. I love it. You ready for That's My
Every
Jam?
Day. I am.
Let's go.
Firm it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, because I know too many.
Kiki. Do you love me? Are you riding? Do you promise never leave my side? And, 'cause I want you and I need you.
I was getting into it. What? Are you going to stop it? We had some momentum.
We did.
It's all good. You good.
Did I make it?
Yeah, you made it. You got two tickets.
I'm excited this morning.
To go see Bryson Tiller. I love it, though. Be excited.
I am. Thank you.
You welcome. He'll be at the Midland Theater June 22nd. Plus, you got your name registered for a chance at $1,000 and some hot summer cash. All right?
Yes.
Take your phone off D&D on June 30th at around 4 o'clock during the playment. Haymaker Show. That's when we making that $1,000 announcement. Tell Kansas City what stations got you lit for the weekend.
Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
103 days of summer.
Get paid.
Listen for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in hot summer cash.
Summertime.
Get hot. First you get the money.
From Hot 103 Jam.
That sounds like money and I need it.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Brenda. Color t-shirt. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go Linda, Linda. Go Felicia, Felicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and turn. Go Don, go Don. Go Shine, go Shine. Go Ness, go Ness. Go Alicia, Alicia.
Morning Blood on Hot 103 Jams.